Blog Talk Radio.
Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for you. It's time to receive your weekly infusion of motivation and empowerment to jumpstart your week. I know I'm ready to be motivated, empowered, and inspired. I am your host, Shania Marie Adams, affectionately known as Coach Adams, Master Motivator, and your resident empowerment coach. I coach and you win. Our focus on Motivational Mondays is this process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow on your journey. Each week we come together on what I call Life's Highway. We are on a divine journey. For me, God is truly the light illuminating each and every step along the way. We sincerely value your participation, our global listening audience, and we want to let you know that we appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose for the fulfillment of your destiny. Here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, our programming is designed based on format of empowerment that we bring you each week, the blending of our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or their areas of expertise, and our Shape Up series, which has been designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally so that you may be more equipped to work it now, work your vision, achieve your goals, and ultimately live your dream. If you've missed any of our past installments of Motivational Mondays, I want you to know that archives are available for previous broadcasts online and the richness of what is shared each week, and we encourage you to connect with us online for that. Last week, we had a powerful Shape Up series. We were getting into shape to win, so we encourage you to listen to the previous broadcast if you have not done so already, or mention it to a friend. Speaking of a friend, we want to pause for just a moment and ask you to write on someone's Facebook wall, send a tweet, send an Instagram, whatever you need to do, send a message in the bottom of Pigeon Carrier. Encourage someone to tune in to today's episode of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. Our in-studio guest joining us today, I'm real excited about the beautiful Nova Scott. She's one of my spiritual sisters, and I'm excited to have her share with us around the topic of the birth of a vision in the midst of. You may be thinking, Coach Adams, well, what is this in the midst of? You're going to find out. We're going to share and have a dialogue, and then we will open the lines and have you to share in it with us with your questions and comments. So we want to encourage you, if something comes up while we're sharing, write it down. Take notes. Get all that you need to get. We want you to leave today's installment of Motivational Mondays more empowered on your journey to win. Let's bring in the beautiful Nova Scott. Welcome to the board.
Hi. Hello. Thanks for having me.
Hello, beautiful. It's so great to have you. And, you know, I think it's appropriate to simply open with and ask the question, who is the beautiful Nova Scott?
Well, if I refer to myself in third person, but, well, Nova Scott, I'm a mom, I'm a wife, I'm a worship leader, I'm a business owner. So it's like a lot of things that I'm juggling over here, you know, many entities.
And the reason why we thought it would be great for us to open with who is Nova Scott so that you can get a sense, our global listening audience, that she is someone that wears various hats. And she's being modest. Yes, mom of three. Tell us the ages of your little ones.
Okay, so we have Joseph, and he is 22 months. We have Joy, and she's 4. And then we have Josiah, and he is 6.
So they're all within a specific age variance, and they're all still little ones. And that's important for us to know. You've been married how long?
7 years, going on 8 years, coming on up on in actually the ending of May. Been a journey, too, as a wife as well.
I can only imagine because I'm not a wife, and your husband, of course, is a friend to Motivational Mondays, my spiritual brother, Torian Scott, running after destiny. And so
yes.
We know him very well here at on Motivational Mondays. And so we talked about wife, mother of three, worship leader. In addition to that, I'm sure you're a daughter, you're a sister, you're all of these various entities that make up who you are. Would you say that's accurate?
Yes. Yes.
And yet you are one who has and had great vision. Do you feel like when you got married 7 years ago that there was a major shifting in your focus on vision for Nova in that initial season?
Not necessarily. I think when I got married, it's like you get married and you have, you know, all these dreams and you're like, I'm going to do this. And, you know, you start setting your goals. By the time I'm 29, you know, I'm going to have this. I'm going to do this. I'm going to have this career. And then you start having kids. So I think the shift a lot of times, or at least with me, and and I'm sure that a lot of other women who have kids can attest to, is that there is a shift that happens when you do start having children. And actually with being married, sometimes it depends on the husband, because if you have a husband who is supportive, then usually there's not a shift. It's really with the kids, because your attention starts to sway towards raising and taking care of and making sure that, you know, they have everything instilled in them that they need at a young age.
Wonderful. You know, the reason why I asked that question is because many would say that because I'm a mom, because I'm a wife, I can't do the vision that God has called me to. And that's why the title of today's installment of Motivational Mondays is so key, because we're talking about the birth of a vision in the midst of being a mom, in the midst of being a wife, in the midst of being a worship leader, in the midst of all of the various hats that you are wearing. So would you say that at some point you, with the kids and being mom, did you lose a little bit of Nova?
Yes, of course, because I think sometimes what happens a lot is whatever you focus on, you know, that's a lot of times you get entrenched in whatever your eyes are focused on. It's also like if you have a vision, if you're birthing a church or if you're birthing any work at all, you become entrenched or consumed with whatever your eyes are focusing on. So a lot of times as a mom, I believe, you know, we tend to, and it's not bad, you know, we tend to shift all our focus on raising kids and being the perfect mom and trying to make sure that you're doing everything right, that by the time you look, you know, you're giving out so much and you forget, you start neglecting yourself, you know, and you put a lot of things on the back burner. Let's say you wanted to be a doctor. It's like you start juggling with the idea of, well, if I pursue this, then I will neglect that. And so it's almost like you lose yourself for a while because you lose your balance, I guess, in the midst of all that.
Wow, that's a great point of view. You lose your balance. And I'm sure that we have individuals that are listening in today on Motivational Mondays that they can really relate to, quote unquote, losing a sense of themselves when they become married and take on kids and just the various hats. But yes, was their vision still in you?
Oh, of course. And I think that's what sometimes you start feeling either, I don't want to say unhappy because then it's like, is this person sad or no, but it's an unrest or because you know that there's something deeper, something higher, something greater. Not that anything's greater than your kids, but as far as what God put on the inside of you that speaks to you at night, or it's something that stirs on the inside of you. And it's almost like, let's say you put a lollipop or a slice of cake in front of a child, a hungry child, or a child that loves cake, you know, or candy, and you put a little glass encasing around it, and all they can do is look at it. They can never touch it. They just see it, you know? And so I believe that's what happened for me. It's like you still see it, you feel it, but you're like, I don't know how I'm going to get there because here I am in the midst of all this.
And so what would you say, Nova, was the breakthrough that reignited this vision that was there in the midst of being a mom, a wife, a worship leader, and the various hats that you wear on a daily, regular basis? What was it that really pushed you into now this desire for vision being on the inside and saying, I'm going to move out?
Well, actually, it has been a process because I think everybody has a process or a journey that they have to take in order to get to the part where they're like, you know what, I'm just going to dive in, I'm going to do this. And so for me, I had a process of, you know, God having to excavate my life and showing me, you know, my insecurities or the things that, the fears and the reservations. And, you know, because I think a lot of times we, a part of losing ourselves has to do with the fact that it's a fear. And so sometimes we mask our fears by saying, oh no, the kids, or oh no, you know, let me take care of my husband, let me just support, let me just do this. But it's all coded with fear because we know that, okay, if we step out, what if this, what if that? And so I think for me, the journey was more unveiling myself first through the journeys that I've taken, you know, through motherhood and through, you know, ministry ventures and all that. And then from there, the unveiling came, I think it was the beginning of this year, because me, I've always, you know, you don't have a job, you're like, I'm going to sell this, I'm going to do this and do that. But I think after having my third child, it's like I was looking in the mirror and I looked at myself, I was like, wow, like, you know, I didn't look like me, like how the me I knew, like, let's say 7 years ago. I'm like, man, like, when did you become this person, you know? And so for me, after that, I just started, like, seeking God and about like, God, what can I do? I know that you've put so much in me, and so what can I do that's going to be beneficial to mankind, beneficial to my family, you know, just beneficial in general. That's not going to waste time, but it's going to be something that's going to benefit people, you know? And so just through prayer, seeking God, and through that, it's like he started birthing in me. He'd have me, let's say you stumble across people, you come across the paths of others who are going hard for whatever they're called to do. It started sparking that in me, like, you know what, if that person's a mom and they can do it, I can do it too. Or if this person, you know, they have these shortcomings, you know, they're not perfect, and whatever they're presenting is not like it's sheer perfection, but it's still good. Like, if they can do that despite their shortcomings, why can I not do something as well, you know?
Oh, absolutely. And how do you balance? Because, of course, your husband is one with great vision. He has recently released, I'm sure, one of many books and, you know, great responsibilities in ministry. First ministry is for home, being a helpmate to your husband, caring for your kids. And you have this vision on the inside of you. And your vision is great. And I want us to share with our global listening audience about what you have launched and how they can connect with DC Nova Marie Boutique. Beautiful wares. Oh, my God. Wowzer, those are cute. Very
thank you.
Absolutely. So how did you fight for this balance? And how do you maintain the balance in caring for your first ministry and then as well doing the vision that God has called you to, this birthing of a vision in the midst of?
I say, first off, Holy Spirit, you know, and I always say to myself, if a person doesn't have Jesus, if they don't have the Holy Spirit, I don't know how they're making it, because the Holy Spirit comes in now and he duplicates. Number one, he causes you to become efficient. So the things that will become a time waster, that would rob from kid time and just all the different things, he'll come in and correct you gently. He'll speak to you, say, no, go this way, go left, go right. And so for me, the Holy Spirit is my balance, you know. And so there's times where, for instance, like with the launching coming up pretty soon this week, basically, it's like, you know, for me, I can be so consumed with something like, I just got to get it done. I got to get done. And so I may be doing something. I could be sitting for 3-4 hours, you know, and then here comes Holy Spirit. And Holy Spirit could come through the sound of your kids saying, no, you shouldn't do that too much, or the sound of your husband saying, you know, you're too consumed, or whatever it is. But I think balance sometimes comes through the instructions of others, yielding your life to the Holy Spirit and listening, you know. And then for me personally, there's times where I have to take breaks. I'll go watch a movie with the kids. I'll read a book with the kids. I'll paint my daughter's toenails, you know, just to give her, you know, that attention that she needs, and then I'm diving right back in. Or for me, I'll wait till everybody goes to sleep. Like my husband, he goes to sleep earlier than I do because he's more of the morning person. I'm more of a night owl. So he'll go to sleep. The kids will all go to sleep. And then I'm back at it again. I'm working. And then I give myself a time frame and then I go to sleep, you know, and then back at it again. So I think that I would say that that's where the balance is. The main thing is the Holy Spirit.
I love that, you know, the Holy Spirit being the gauge, the guide for balance and, you know, realizing and getting into a rhythm with your family and keeping that balance, knowing what honey needs, what the kids need, you know, and that it's a press for you to stay up later, but that's when you get into your rhythm. So the sacrifice
is
well worth it. Tell us about DC Nova Marie Boutique.
Okay, so BC Nova Marie Boutique, first off, growing up, I love to shop, you know, and so whenever I started shopping, I think it was around last year, I just started getting frustrated because, you know, you go to the different stores and all the clothing looks the same. You know, you have the shirts, the blouses, they're all, you know, that chiffon material. They just all look the same. And so I said, you know, I don't want to go to church. I don't want to go out with my family. I don't want to go anywhere. And I look like I'm wearing a uniform, you know. And so out of that, I think because I was doing beaded, hand-beaded shirts before. That was last year into this year. And I was praying. And I said, God, you know, I need something more efficient that I can do that doesn't take up all the time. Because some of these shirts would take sometimes 3 days, 22 hours, 9 hours, you know, to do one. And so I was sitting there, and then my kids are like, come on, you know, and I'm there trying to finish the shirt. And I said, God, you know, there has to be a better way. Show me something. Give me something more efficient where it will give me the time to spend time with the kids. It won't take from that or take time from me and my husband, you know, but give me something that's efficient. And then so out of that, I said, you know what? I have a good eye for fashion or for what actually looks nice and for quality. So why don't I just start my own clothing boutique? And that's how it was born. And so BC Nova Marie, it's eclectic. So it's chic, it's modern, you know, looks, and then also it's unique looks. And also quality. So you'll get eclectic or different styles. It's like you'll find a dress and then you'll find another dress and they're totally different from each other. You know, sometimes you go to certain stores and all the clothing has a certain kind of flow and you're like, that looks kind of like that, which flows into that. But these are all different pieces that make up the different styles of different women.
And I have to say that I've been fortunate to see a sneak peek of some of
yes.
the designs, and they're all absolutely beautiful. I can go on and on
about the
different ones that I've seen. You know, one that stands out right now that's in my mind is the black and white ensemble, which is just too beautiful. And then you have the floral. All of them are great. And you're doing some little girls wear as well.
Yes. Yes, so things for little girls, too, because I have a daughter, and she's so fashionable. She's always in her closet. She changes her clothing at least 5 times a day, always in dresses. So I said, you know what, since my daughter is into that, that's something I'll incorporate, and then eventually she can, that'll give her a place where she can implement her creativity as well. So she can help mommy to pick out, I like that one. So she's actually helped me pick certain things like, no, I don't like that one, mommy. I want that one. I'm like, okay, I'll get that one and put it in the store, you know? So it's a good bonding moment with me and my daughter.
That is so beautiful, Nova. And share with us, how can one make the connection with seeing your wear?
Okay, so they can actually, and the website is actually, it's almost ready. And so it's in its... So if you were to go now, you'd be able to access some of the things on there, you know, to start making purchases. And so they can either go to my Facebook, which is BC Nova Marie. That's the Facebook business page. Or they can go follow me on Instagram, BC Nova Marie. And that's BC Nova, N-O-V-A, Marie, M-A-R-I-E. And also the website, it is www.bcnovamarie.com. And so there they'll be able to browse and see what's actually on there. And then the launch date will be this Friday, where I'll do the official launching and people can actually start purchasing. So they can actually go over there now and take a little sneak peek.
I love it, I love it, I love it. Now, one may be listening in, Nova, and they may be thinking, she has a background in fashion design. She has to. How did she just create and come up with these wares? Do you have a background in fashion design?
No, I think that everybody has a God-given something that God deposits on the inside of them. And sometimes it doesn't look like a bachelor's degree, a master's degree, or the things that you've actually studied, your vocation. Sometimes it's just the things that you have a knack for. And I think sometimes, you know, we ignore our knack and we say, okay, let me go after this because this has more money in it. So let me become a doctor. Let me become, you know, a nurse, or let me become, you know, the TV analyst. You know, let me just do these things because that's what seems where the money is. But I believe that God puts on in the inside of each person something that's natural. And when you flow, it just flows, basically, you know. And so if you tap into that, you'd find wealth, you'd find favor, you know, because I don't know anything about fashion design, but I have an imagination, you know. I have favor from God. I have a God who provides over exceedingly abundantly above, you know. When I step out and I obey and I pursue the things he puts on my heart, then he chases after me with favor. He chases after me with finances, you know. All these different things come as a result of me stepping towards the things that he puts on the inside of me, whether it's by vocation or whether it's by the vision that he puts on the inside of you, which doesn't have to be because you went to school for that specific thing.
And I love that you brought that point out, because many would say, oh, I can't do what God has called me to because I don't have the training in that specific area. But like you said, mm-hmm. it's about unearthing what God has put on the inside of you. He's given each of us a bend, as one would say, in a specific area. And it's really about pursuing purpose, or as your honey would say, running after destiny. What is the destiny
yes.
God has placed in you? And so I
exactly.
love that you have taken the opportunity to just step out and do what God has called you to. How did you break
mm-hmm.
through the potential fears of the unknown?
The potential what? I didn't hear that last part.
The fears of the unknown. You know, I don't
know. Oh, it's every day.
Yeah.
It's every day. It's not like I don't think it ever stops, because the thing about it is, it's like the more you step out is the more you acquire, is the more information you acquire. Because you could start off doing something and you didn't really have the info, so you start your research, because Google is our best friend, you know. Google is my best friend, because you can find anything. You can type in a question like fabric and, oh, how to take care of for this. And so it's like a wealth of information that's out there. You know, as God gives you a vision, you research and do all that stuff. And so, but it doesn't mean that you're going to not have the temptation to fear. Because every day I get up, I'm like, okay, all right, I'm buying this and I'm spending this money. What if nobody buys it or nobody likes my vision? You know, what if, you know? And so I just break through by just doing it. And I talk back to myself and I say, be quiet. I say, you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. I say, you're favored by God, and God has given you his blessing, so you go for it, you know? And a way that you can see that God is with you is as you go forward, even though you may have opposition, because with everything, with growth, you have inner opposition, you have outer opposition, but also as you're going forth, God will always give you his favor. And so provisions come as you're stepping out. And you use that to fuel, to put water on the fire of the fear, you know? So you step this way and here comes some favor, here comes some provision that you never started off with. And so as you step into that, you're like, you know what? And then you're about to step to the next thing and the fear starts talking to you. You start reminding yourself, but look what just happened. You know, I didn't have this before, or, you know, I acquired this, or, you know, all the different things. I started off with nothing, but look what the Lord has done. Look how he's adding to me. And when you start using that, you start outing the fears and you keep stepping up. And every step that you take, now it's like he's confirming, he's affirming you, and he's providing. He's increasing you in some way, shape, or form. And use that testimony now to silence the future negativity that's going to come your way. And you just keep increasing, keep increasing.
Yeah, Wow, what a blessing all of what you have shared, because it is so key when we understand that provision comes as we step out. And many are stuck. They won't step out because of the fear. But that is the converter. When we step out, now God can bring whatever we need, but we have to be moving. And so I hope that as our global listening audience is listening in, that they would realize that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. So if you have a special bend to interior design, to singing, to writing, whatever it is, know that God has placed that in you. You have to unearth that and step out. And you would know as you step out in those areas that you're gifted in, people would confirm it. They would say, wow, I always get such wisdom from you, or wow, you have such a knack for interior design, or wow, you have such a great gift, whatever it is.
Yes.
And so what I want to do now is I want to give our global listening audience the opportunity to interact and engage with us. This is the time in our broadcast where we open the lines and we invite you to chime in. Maybe you have a question or a comment. If you are dialed in already, you would simply hit 1 on your telephone keypad. Hit 1 on your telephone keypad. If you're on the computer, you need to dial in, and the call-in number is 516-393-7four, 516-453-9374. Again, press 1 to add yourself to the host queue, and that lets our team know that you have a question or a comment. Don't be shy. We welcome you to interact and engage with us. Maybe you have a question around this subject of the birth of a vision in the midst of. Maybe you have a comment. Maybe you were inspired around what was shared so far in today's broadcast. We invite you to now chime in. The lines are open. Nova, what would you say is the greatest life lesson you've learned so far today?
Pertaining to just life in general?
Yes, in general.
Okay, well, the greatest life, oh, that's a good one. Because I've had so many life lessons. I guess I would say one of the greatest life lessons I've learned is to really, I can do nothing without God, and to really rest and trust in Him. Because I realize that a lot of times we get so bent out of shape, so stressed, so worried about what may happen or, you know, like, is God going to come through? And then He does, even though it may not be when we expect it to, He does. And the whole time that we spent in fretting and worrying and getting high blood pressure, because we've been resting in Him, because God is faithful and He takes care of His children. So I'd say that that's one of the lessons that I could say I've learned.
And I can so relate to that. Wow, yes. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And if we only really got that, you know what I mean? If we
only
made the connection with it, not just in theory, like we know the word, many of us, we have a lot of word on the inside of us, but we're not living and walking out the word. So we're these fat, cute little Christians that we have all this word that's not converting. We only need one scripture. If we can move on one scripture, it would open up a whole different pathway. And it's so important to understand that in life, there's always that converter. So the word is there, but we have to convert the word. We have to do something associated with that word. We have to move out. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, but I have to move out and put to action what I'm saying I believe. So that's very, very powerful. Very powerful. I love it. Any other insight that you would like to share around today's subject today as we are talking about the birth of a vision in the midst of? In the midst of, I would have to think Nova, this journey has not been easy, has it?
Oh, no, definitely not. I would be a liar if I said it was easy.
And knowing that it hasn't been easy, how have you pressed through the challenges? Because many would think, oh, you know, her husband is running after destiny. She has a coach in her home. Yes, easy. You know, what would you say to that?
I think for me personally, it's been really, and it's back to God. Everything always goes back to Him, because I know there's times where you can get overwhelmed. Life can become overwhelming, you know, where you just feel pressed on each side. You know, you feel attacked or whatever it is, you know. But my true rest, because I remember growing up, right, I would always want to have friends and want, you know, to, you just want somebody to always talk to. And so along my journey through difficulty, the difficulty has driven me to the point where now my relationship with God, it's like I just talk to Him, you know, before anything happens, I'm talking to Him constantly, you know. If I'm upset, I'm talking to Him. If I'm happy, I'm talking to Him. I'm always thanking Him. I'm always, you know, and I'm just always having conversations with God, you know. And so I think that's been my my thing for the past, through the journey throughout the years, is really just resting in God and really finding that intimate place with Him where everything else, nothing else really matters, even though things happen, but at least I have Him, you know. So that's how it is for me.
I love it because, you know, so often people would try to candy coat it and say, oh, it doesn't take all of that. She's giving so much honor to God. Really, is it
mm-hmm.
that significant? And I can hear you saying, no, for me, it is that significant.
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely, right? And so we want our
yes.
global listening audience to know that, again, our lines are open. We invite you to chime in. Maybe you have a question or a comment. Now is the time for you to engage with us. Press 1 on your telephone keypad. Press 1 on your telephone keypad. If you're on the computer, laptop, iPad, tablet, you need to dial in. You would dial 516-453-9374, 516-453-9374.
Come on, chime in, people.
Chime in, people. Press
yes,
one. Don't
press
be shy.
One.
This is a
press
safe.
One.
Yes, press one. This is a safe space. I love it. So let's continue on. We know that we have the launch happening on this
mm-hmm.
week, right?
Yes,
so
yes, this week. Mm-hmm.
Is DC Nova Marie Boutique going to be online exclusively? What do we have to look forward to?
Well, you have a lot to look forward to. Of course, I'll be adding new items probably every 2 weeks or so. You'll see new updates. You'll see like for Mother's Day, I'm gonna have I did this last year as well, but I think I may get more of a response this year. But for mothers, I did a giveaway last year, so I'm planning on doing another giveaway where you enter and you talk about, it's like a contest. Like you have to submit, you know, how have you overcome as a mom and what are some great nuggets that you've learned. You submit that, and then I pick the mom that I just want to give away, like maybe a dress or something too, you know. So we're going to be having a contest, but you would have to be, you'd have to subscribe to my newsletter, and also would have had to purchase at least one item prior to Mother's Day, before the actual contest ends. So yeah, in order to win something
so.
Free.
And so
mm-hmm.
I love it. And so, how many items are you opening the line with? And is there a specific female demographic that you're targeting?
Yes, so it's for 25 or maybe the late 20s to 40, and it's for the young professional woman, a person who, you know, You like the chic, you like the classy, you like just a variety of styles, but you also like, and then there's edgy pieces too, but things that make you stand out, you know? And so it's for those kind of the young professional women. I have accessories as well, so we'll have handbags and earrings and kid dresses, pants, jackets, as far as blazers go. You'll have the professional look. You'll have the casual looks. They have a mixture of looks in there. Yeah, so I think, yeah, that's it. But I'll be adding to it, too. So whatever I start with, it'll always be added to. Always new things come in every couple weeks. So I would suggest people just keep coming on back and looking to see what's new, what's exciting, you know?
I love it that your vision is continuously evolving and growing, that where you're starting is not, you already have, you're able to forecast that that's not where it's going to end up. So your audience have the opportunity to continue to grow with you and to grow with DC Nova Marie Boutique. I love that you're going to have accessories, handbags, and things of that nature, because now you've opened up to a wider audience base, so that others, and maybe they are not into, you know, that demographic, but they like the purses or the accessories that you have to offer. So that is wonderful and beautiful.
Yes.
I'm looking forward to seeing some of the accessories that will complement your line. I can say again, all that I have seen, they are truly beautiful wares, and no question about it, your vision is living in that they are all unique pieces. Now, currently, the wares will be available online. Will one be able to go into an actual boutique at some stage? Is that a part of the vision?
I think so, yeah, in the future, depending on how it goes, you know, with the online process. That's a part of one of the dreams that I have. It would be to have my own clothing store, you know, and so probably in the future, yes, I could see that. I could see that. And that's my plan, to work towards that too as well.
Excellent. Now, you know, it would sound like, Nova, that you had quite a nest egg, as one would say, to birth this vision. Is that the case?
When you say nest egg, can you expound a little
Meaning this bank account full of resources.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, right. Oh, my goodness. I started off with nothing. I started off probably like $100, you know, and I just started. And that's the thing that I tell people, just start, you know. And I started off, and then I did a fundraising campaign, my own little fundraising amongst my, you know, amongst family and friends. And then from there, you know, it's like God kept adding. I was like, well, because I think sometimes we just sit and wait for God, like, okay, God, you put this in my heart. And so, you know, I'm going to wait for you to just, like, Christmas, you know, I'm going to open up my door. There's going to be a box, and it's going to have $1 million in the box, you know. And it's going to say, to you, from an anonymous donor, like, you know, God told me to give you this $1 million. But a lot of times it don't work like that, you know. A lot of times it takes work, you know. And as you're working and you're putting effort as far as work, you put effort towards whatever it is that you see. You take the steps. You put the energy. Once you start doing it, it's like, it's almost like you become a magnet. And you start drawing. It's not easy, but it comes though, because God honors work. He blesses the work of a man's hand. You know, that Proverbs is rich with scriptures talking about how God blesses the person that works, and a lazy person is poor, you know? So I think as long as you put the effort and you start moving towards it, things start to attract to you, and God starts funneling resources your way so you can complete the vision.
You know, I love what you're sharing, Nova, because it is so true that we simply have to step out. And the reason why I asked that question is many would say, oh, well, she probably had quite a little nest egg. She had an account full of resources, so it wasn't a press for her to do this. And yet, I love that you said, I started with $100.
Exactly. But even so, I mean, think about it. A lot of times, too, you start adding kids to the equation. Man, sometimes I sit and I'm like, God, why didn't you give me this idea when we had no kids, you know? When your hands are a little bit more free, and when I had more time on my hands, so I don't have to take care of this person, and then I don't have to do this, and then my money is more free because, you know, kids are expensive, right? And then times it by three, yeah. So, so especially when you have kids too, it's not like you have a huge nest egg, you know? A lot of people don't start off with a huge nest egg when they have lots of kids because there's so much family financial planning going on where money is being allocated to different places.
And, you know, what I love about what you just shared is that it brings down the reality of when you really understand that I have no limits. With God, all things are possible. That is what fuels you to step out. It's not necessarily the resources, and someone may have the resources. We're not saying everyone won't have the resources.
Exactly.
But we want you to understand that, our global listening audience, that you may not have the resources, but as Nova said so well, many are sitting back waiting like, you know, a little kid for Christmas for there to be this box of $1 million to just show up. And God is saying, I just simply need you to step out and move on the vision that I've given you. And again, we want you to be reminded that this is the time in our broadcast that our lines are open. We welcome you, our global listening audience, to chime in. Don't be scared, as the youth would say. Press 1 on your telephone keypad. Make a comment. Maybe you have a question. If you've gotten anything from today's installment, we would love to hear that. What are you taking away from what has been shared around this topic of the birth of a vision in the midst of? Do you feel more empowered listening in on your journey with a vision that God has given you that I can see, I can hear, that I can do it? Press 1 on your keypad. If you're on the computer, you need to dial in, dial 516-453-9374, 516-453-9374. We welcome you to chime in. And if not, we're going to continue our dialogue because that's what we do. So I know that you're giving a pathway for your little girl to be able to share in the wares.
Mm-hmm.
Is she really, like, giving mommy some great insights?
Oh, of course. She's so, what would you call it? She's a fashionista. Yes. She's a fashionista. She'll go get herself dressed. She put the boots on with this. And I'm like, who told you that goes with that? Like, you're really good at this, you know? At a young age, she's really, really good. So I think it'll be beneficial for her, too, as well.
You know, and I have to imagine that what your baby seeing you live out your vision, seeing dad live out their vision, his vision, has to be empowering for them. We do have two callers. Let us transition them in. The
awesome.
First caller, yay, area code 713, last 4 digits, 9581. You are live on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams and Nova Scott.
Yes, thank you so very much for having me on the show. My question is for Nova, was there a specific process that you followed in order for you to get where you are when it comes down to you having your boutique? Was there a step-by-step process, or did you just step out and just trust God? Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you for that question. Wonderful, awesome question. No, I just stepped out because initially I did not know what I was doing. You know, I think a lot of times if you kill yourself for research, too much research in the beginning, it tends to give you a little bit, like, make you afraid, because you're like, well, I can't do that and I don't know that. So for me personally, sometimes I just step out and I start, and then I start acquiring the information or doing the major research, so that I don't talk myself out of something because I know, well, I don't have this qualification or that qualification. So there wasn't really a process. The process came after I stepped out. So once I stepped out, I started saying, okay, let me do the research. Let me, research what other boutiques are doing, what other clothing places, what are they selling, what are their price points, you know. Where do you find quality clothing? I started doing all that research, and then, you know, and then from there, following the steps. And then now, you know, it's an easier flow as I'm starting to learn the lingo and learn, you know, where to go. And, so, thanks for that question.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you for that question, caller. And we ask that you press 1 to remove yourself out of the host queue. Press 1 to remove yourself out of the host queue. We do have 2 additional questions or comments, so we're going to transition them in. We have area code 909-9887. Your line is live. You're on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams and Nova Scott.
Hi, this is Sheree Bejan. I've been listening in.
Hi, Sheree.
Hi. I'm just very encouraged by your story and your business, and just excited about what's coming this week, and looking forward to supporting. I've already signed up on the newsletter list. And
awesome.
So I'm happy to see moms, especially moms of younger kids, continuing to step out in their dream, because I have teenagers, and sometimes it's still hard to balance business and dinner, you know.
Exactly.
So I just appreciate that and admire that, and I think that's just you stepping out is, you know, there's still people watching you, you know, other moms of younger kids that say, hey, it's okay for me to still dream, and hopefully those husbands are out there, like your husband, supporting and, you know, having friends that support you and say, not make you feel bad or guilty for reaching your dreams, because that does exist, you know?
Yes, yes.
So I just want to send encouragement and, you know, keep going. Excited.
Oh, thank you.
And I love
that. And I love that Sheree took the time to chime in, because this is another mom that has birthed several visions in the midst of. Sheree, how can our global listening audience connect with what you have in the marketplace?
Oh, we can put that on your Facebook pages. I don't want to take away from what we have going on. But I, you know, truly,
no, say what you can say it.
I was truly blessed by. I heard several times, step out first, especially for the perfectionist. And those
yes.
of us who try to keep everything together, and sometimes you do have to. I've been known to over research, and then you can research so much where you get discouraged and disappointed, and you know, I don't have enough. And sometimes it is a time to stop the research and start. Put the website
yes.
up. You know,
yes.
Do the interview anyway, even though the website's not up to take orders. You know, so
yes.
I'm just, you know, I heard steps so many times, and I think, if we can step first, I think there's a quote that says, jump first, and then the wings will follow.
Yes.
And so I'm, you know, always jumping first and stepping first. So I'm, you know, just encouraged by that.
And I wanted
awesome.
You to have an opportunity to share, because you are another model of birthing a vision in the midst of. And so, yes, by all means, please post on my Facebook, so that individuals can see how they can connect with you as well. Thank you for chiming in to Motivational Mondays today. I ask that you hit 1 to take yourself out of the host queue. Hit 1 to take yourself out of the host queue. We do have another caller. We'll transition our next caller in. 713, last 4-3821. You're live on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams and Nova Scott.
Hello. I have a question for Nova. So, Nova, I hear you talking about stepping out and hearing a vision from God, or hearing from God and then stepping out on your vision. So the BC Nova Marie, is that something that maybe you have some education in, or do you have a career path, or did you study for it in school? So how did it all come together?
Okay. Thank you for that question. Awesome question. Actually, no, I don't have a career in this. I've actually never even had a retail job, to tell you the truth. It was something that I considered to make some quick money, but never actually got one. And so I think for me, because I went to school for broadcast journalism to talk, you know, because your girl was a talker back in her day, still a talker now, not as much though, you know. So I was like, surely, you know, God wants me to talk for a living because I love to talk, you know. So, so no vocational training in this area. I think I've always had a passion for fashion. I've had a passion for seeing women look good and feel good about themselves. And I've had a passion for, like, for instance, I don't know, like, you know, you go shopping and then you're like, if this person was to wear this with that, they would look so awesome. If they would take this shoe out and put that shoe on, it would actually accentuate their calf muscle, or, you know, or tone down this or that. And so for me, that's where it began, is more of the passion portion, where it's something that I love to shop. I love seeing others look good and feel good about themselves, because there's something about, not just, I know we push internal, like, you know, get yourself together on the inside and be beautiful on the inside. And I believe, and I think that's where BC Nova Marie came from. It's like, I desire to see women beautiful from the inside out. And so once you beautify yourself on the inside, now you have to walk in dignity with your, through your clothing. Now you have to walk in your own personality, because sometimes, you know, everybody has their own style. And I think when you look like who you want to look like, as far as, let's say, a person is, like, for instance, I like classic pieces. And so if I wear a classic piece and a nice clean shoe or whatever, I feel good about myself going out, you know? So I feel that once a person is beautified on the inside, then their outside can come along now, and they could start dressing up, put your shoe on, comb your hair, you know, add a little lipstick, and then wear clothing that make you feel good, you know, to add to how you feel on the inside. Let it exude how you feel on the outside as well.
So
I love,
I guess
that, because it really goes back to what you shared earlier about unveiling. Caller, we thank you for engaging with us today on Motivational Mondays. We ask that you hit 1 to remove yourself from the host queue. We do have another caller, and we'll transition our next caller in. So hit 1 if you've already asked your questions. Fabulous. Area code 718, last 4-6361. You're live on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams and Nova Scott.
Yes, I'm more of a comment more than than a question. I was listening to Nova, and sorry, my voice. I'm kind of losing my voice. I just want to, you know, really encourage her with, you know, starting up the business, because, you know, it could be really discouraging at times. And I myself, I am also a startup, you know, and it gets really hard at times. But, you know, listening to her, I could tell that she knows the Lord, which is, a crucial thing, you know, in going into, business world as a believer. And fashion and design now, you know, what's going on in the world now, there's not so much clothing left for the women, really, you know. And I it's really a breath of fresh air that, you know, someone who is saved is actually going to penetrate the market in this area. And I'm so glad that, you know, we actually have, who are actually, you know, business mindset, has this business mindset to, you know, take over and to be the leader, the head, the tail of the business world, you know. So I just want to encourage her, you know, because, you know, our market needs, you know, the clothing industry needs, you know, to dress women more modestly. And I'm grateful for that, you know, especially for her, you know, being a believer and, you know, someone who is actually going to penetrate this market, you know. I myself, you know, hopefully one day she'll, you know, I visit her site and I don't see anything for men, you know. So hopefully, you know, she'll have something for men, you know, that would be great. And I'll be shopping for my mom. Well, thank you, Nova. Thank you for stepping out in faith and you know, trying to restore back, you know, the America back to God through dressing, you know, the dress code.
Thank you for your comment, sir.
Wowzer, how quickly an hour of power flies.
Oh, no,
by.
Not a whole hour.
I know, right? It is time to bring today's broadcast to a close. But I want our global listening audience to know that we want to continue the dialogue through the Facebook Motivational Mondays forum. So, of course, Sheree will post her info there and Nova will post her info there. We trust that you will continue the dialogue and continue to engage with us. We so appreciate you taking the time out. Nova Scott, D.C., Nova Marie Boutique, for being here on Motivational Mondays. We appreciate our listening audience tuning in for Motivational Mondays. And if you're not already a part of the Coach Adams Network, want to stay in touch with you, visit CoachAdams.com, CoachAdams.com. Next week on our broadcast, we're getting into shape to win. And speaking of getting into shape to win, 4 Hours of Power, the next live empowerment workshop hosted by Coach Adams. Registration is open. So if you want more information about that, you definitely want to connect with me. Now is the time. We're looking forward to having you chime in. We thank you for tuning in to Motivational Mondays here on Inspired Media for You. I'm for you. We look forward to having you engage with us on our next episode. I coach and you win.